been one she'd known would come one day? Or would she be as surprised as Alec by this news? Alec had trusted Gordon implicitly. He'd believed there were no secrets between them. How could there be, when they'd worked side by side every day for nearly 20 years? Cordelia Langley was one hell of a secret. He bit back a curse as he rubbed his chest, where everything felt tight. He was in perfect health, but it still hurt like the devil to lose his closest friend. A friend who had kept something huge from him. "Set up a meeting with her here," he told Caleb. "Tomorrow. She and I need to talk." Alec had known about Cordelia for only 5 minutes, but he'd already begun to put together a plan. His brain had always worked like that, even back when he was 5 and his father had told him that his mother was gone. Alec had immediately started making plans for how he was going to take care of Harry, Suzanne, and Drake. Because he'd known his father couldn't do it. And now that his siblings were fully grown and totally capable adults, Alec still watched over them. He always would. After Gordon's attorney had gone, Alec turned to his lawyer.
"I'll have the details of my buyout plan to you before I turn in tonight, so that you can draft it in ironclad legal terms."
Ezra didn't seem surprised by Alec's intention to buy Cordelia out of the company. It was, after all, the only part of this that made any sense.
"I'm sorry, Alec. Sorry we lost him."
Ezra looked morose as he pushed out of his seat, gathered his files, and headed for the elevator.
"Gordon was a good man."
Closing the door, Alec was tempted to pour himself a glass of the Irish whiskey that he and Gordon had often shared at the end of a long day, whether to celebrate a big win or commiserate a rare loss. No business loss had ever stung this badly, though, or made Alec feel so empty inside. But Alec's phone was ringing. A royal from a small country in Europe was waiting for a tour of S&W's best jets. His silent toast, in honor of the best friend he'd ever had, would have to wait. The following day, as Cordelia stared up at the shiny office building in Scarsdale, New York, one of the wealthiest cities in America, her heart was pounding out an uneven rhythm inside her chest. Half of this building was hers now, as was half of the massive list of private planes that Gordon Whitley's trust attorney had given her, along with a staggering list of customers that included some of the wealthiest, most well-known people on the planet. Actors and actresses she'd watched at the movies, billionaire tech founders, even royalty. Cordelia had spent the past 24 hours trying to come to grips with this shocking information, but she was still having trouble with it. A lot of trouble. Of course, she'd wondered who her birth parents were. What adopted kid didn't? Her mom and dad were great. Warm, loving, completely supportive of her in every way. They'd never pushed her into situations that made her uncomfortable. They had always understood that she was happier with plants. She'd planted her own vegetable garden when she was 5, her first rose garden a year later, than she was with big groups of people, or ever would have been inside an office. Her group of friends was small and loyal. Her life running an organic vegetable and flower garden center in a sleepy suburban town was a good one. She was right where she wanted to be, working in the sun and the rain with soil and seeds all day. Then settling down at night with a cup of tea in her small, cute cottage at the back of her property. The lawyer beside her cleared his throat.
"Ms. Langley, are you ready to go inside now?"
She nearly snorted aloud. Ready? She was anything but ready for any of this. Because for all that she'd wondered about her birth father, she'd never imagined he'd owned something this massive, this impressive. Once she was old enough to understand, her parents had told her everything they knew. Her birth mother had passed away having her, and her birth father had put her up for adoption immediately.